The financial world stands at a critical inflection point. Traditional wealth management approaches are being challenged from all sides. Robo-advisors offering algorithmic solutions, fee compression squeezing margins, and clients demanding more personalized service than ever before. The conventional 60-40 portfolio that served investors well for decades now faces unprecedented headwinds in an environment of lower projected returns and rising correlations between asset classes. What worked yesterday simply won't cut it tomorrow. This transformation has been decades in the making. The industry evolved from commission-based brokers in the 1980s to AUM-based advisors in the 1990s. But each market crisis, from the dot-com bubble to the 2008 financial collapse, has forced a profound reckoning. The COVID-19 pandemic only accelerated these changes, with 8 of the 10 largest single-day market swings in history occurring in 2020 alone. Through this volatility, the true value of financial advice has been revealed, not in market-beating performance, but in behavioral coaching that prevents emotional decisions during turbulent times. Our brains evolved for survival, not rational financial decisions. This explains why investors succumb to loss aversion, confirmation bias, and herd mentality, psychological factors that can devastate financial plans. When markets plummet, our instinct demands sell now, despite historical evidence suggesting otherwise. This behavior gap explains why the average equity fund investor earned just 5.04% annually over 20 years, while the S&P 500 returned 9.85%. Modern advisors' most valuable service isn't stock picking, but behavioral coaching that helps clients avoid costly errors. Harry Markowitz revolutionized wealth management by demonstrating that combining investments with low correlation could produce higher returns at lower risk. His insight that diversification is the only free lunch in investing remains valid. However, modern portfolio theory assumes rational investors, efficient markets, and stable asset relationships, assumptions that don't reflect reality. These limitations have become more apparent as globalization has tightened market connections, reducing diversification benefits during crises when correlations spike. Meanwhile, projections show U.S. large cap returns of just 4.1% over the next decade compared to the historical 10.2%. The active versus passive investing debate isn't an either-or choice. Each approach offers advantages for different market environments within a comprehensive portfolio. Passive ETFs democratized investing through cost-effective, tax-efficient market access. Their popularity surged after the 2008 financial crisis as investors questioned high fees from underperforming active managers. Today's ETF market includes over 1,400 products representing approximately $5 trillion in assets. Active management demonstrates value in less efficient markets like emerging economies, niche strategies, and during market uncertainty when defensive positioning becomes crucial. Unlike index strategies that must track benchmarks regardless of direction, skilled active managers can adjust when valuations stretch or risks escalate. The most sophisticated approach combines both methodologies, using passive vehicles for efficient market exposure while deploying active strategies where they add most value. This hybrid model has evolved with smart beta strategies that improve upon traditional indices by exploiting factors like value, quality, momentum, and low volatility, delivering active management benefits with greater transparency and lower costs. Institutional investors have long allocated significantly to alternatives, hedge funds, private equity, private credit, and real assets. Yale's endowment pioneered this approach under David Swensen, achieving superior returns with reduced volatility. Recent innovations are making these investments increasingly accessible. Three factors drive their growth: a market environment likely to deliver lower traditional returns, product innovations increasing accessibility, and regulatory shifts easing marketing restrictions. Large institutions typically allocate 58% to alternatives for their returns and diversification benefits, far more than most individual portfolios. Private equity has historically outperformed public markets, delivering 9.6% versus the S&P 500's 5.3% over 20 years. This advantage stems from investing across developmental stages without quarterly earnings pressure. Hedge funds offer potential benefits, including stronger performance in volatile markets, active risk management, and diversification through varied market exposures. Product innovation has addressed many limitations of traditional alternative structures. Newer vehicles include feeder funds with lower minimums, interval funds offering quarterly liquidity, and tender funds with periodic liquidity, making these strategies more accessible to high-net-worth investors seeking enhanced returns and diversification beyond conventional stocks and bonds. Evidence debunks the myth that ESG investing sacrifices returns. Morningstar data shows 70% of sustainable equity funds ranked in the top half of their categories during market stress, with 44% in the top quartile. MSCI research confirms companies with strong ESG profiles demonstrate better risk management, fewer tail risks, and superior innovation. This explains sustainable investing's growth. Assets increased from $12 trillion in 2018 to $17.1 trillion in 2020, representing nearly one-third of U.S. professional assets under management. Institutional investors, public funds, endowments, foundations, family offices, women, and millennials have led adoption, with acceptance now spreading broadly. Wealth advisors lag despite high investor interest. Only 20% of surveyed investors had advisors who recommended ESG strategies, while 38% expressed extremely high interest. With millennials accumulating wealth and women poised to control $30 trillion by decade's end, advisors must engage on sustainable investing or risk losing clients. Greenwashing remains a significant concern. Investors should scrutinize newer strategies, review ESG scores, and verify whether firms genuinely incorporate sustainability screening rather than merely rebranding existing products. Traditional approaches often use a single portfolio strategy for multiple family needs, yielding suboptimal results. Goals-based investing creates dedicated portfolios for distinct objectives, each tailored to specific time horizons, risk tolerances, and liquidity requirements. This framework merges financial and investment planning into a roadmap for success. The process begins with discovering family priorities, establishing measurable goals, developing appropriate asset allocations, selecting aligned investments, and implementing monitoring systems. High-net-worth families typically pursue multiple simultaneous goals, preserving wealth across market cycles, transferring assets tax-efficiently to heirs, and funding philanthropic causes. Their priorities often follow a financial version of Maslow's hierarchy, from meeting immediate cash flow needs to creating multi-generational legacies. Effective advisors develop understanding of a family's evolving needs by building relationships with the entire family unit, not just the patriarch and matriarch. As financial interpreters, advisors educate through family meetings, investment workshops, and gradually involve younger generations in financial decisions. By 2030, wealth management will transform dramatically. While investors may track goals via wearables, advisors will remain essential, focusing on planning, goal setting, implementation, and monitoring. Technology will enhance efficiency without replacing personalized advice. The industry will diversify, with women, minority, and millennial advisors growing at twice the industry rate. Team-based approaches will become standard, better matching client demographics. The independent advisor movement will accelerate as professionals seek to eliminate conflicts of interest. Five investment trends will define the next decade: broader access to private markets, hedge fund resurgence with reduced fees, mainstream sustainable investing, direct indexing, and evolved model portfolios. Successful wealth managers will anticipate and adapt to change rather than resist it. They'll leverage technology, adopt diverse team models, and expand beyond portfolio management, addressing family needs while incorporating alternatives and sustainable strategies that align with both financial objectives and personal values.